Bloody witch!
Shh. What are you doing?
I'm trying to find out if we're going to Mexico City.
This mortal life has addled your brain, Samantha.
Darren's advertising campaign may introduce a new soft drink, Bueno, to the American public. It's a multi-million dollar project.
I think it's a multi-million dollar bore.
You would.
There's a chance you'll be able to babysit with Tabitha for a couple of days.
A chance?
If Senor Aragon likes Darren's presentation, we are going to Mexico City.
That's not a chance. That's practically a guarantee that you won't be going to Mexico City.
Mother, just be available.
Just whistle.
Good.
Your husband has some excellent ideas that Senor Garcia will be very pleased with.
Ah. Yes, it's great stuff, Darren. This is a marvelous job. I'll be very proud to present this to Senor Garcia tomorrow.
You? I thought I was going to make the presentation.
You'll undoubtedly be going down there later anyhow, but I feel this should be a summit meeting. Presidente to Presidente. Well, we'd better be running along. We've got to catch a 5 o'clock plane.
Excuse me.
Send us an enchilada or something.
Senora Stevens? Senor Stevens?
Senor.
Thank you for your very gracious hospitality.
Eh? You're welcome.
Well, so long.
Well, there goes our trip to Mexico City.
Honey, those things happen in business. Why should I feel bad? Who cares if I did all the work and Larry wants to be a glory grabber? Who cares about Mexico City anyway?
We do, that's who.
Right.
And I hated every minute of it.
Poor darling. You teed off at 10 and you're still teed off. Sorry. Let's go out on the patio. You can have a sandwich and some cold beer.
If this were Bueno, I'd choke.
Yes, I know.
Sam, do you realize that Larry Tate, the ugly American, is in Mexico City for 3 glorious days that belong to us? In fact, right this moment, he's having lunch with Raul Garcia and Carlos Aragon, and he's pitching my presentation.
Sweetheart, I have a few things to do, so you read the funnies and do the crossword puzzle. Enjoy yourself.
I like it. It is the work of a talented man.
Thank you.
And Carlos tells me that you have another man who is very imaginative.
Senor Stevens.
Yes. Bright boy. I've brought him along carefully. And under my guidance, in a couple of years, he may develop some of my judgment and creativeness. And insincerity? I meant sincerity, of course.
Of course.
Yes, in any case, I'll handle the Bueno account personally. Even though I don't like the stuff. Who said that?
You said it. And why don't you like it?
I do. I do like it. I drink it all the time. I don't know how I happened to say that. Just a slip of the tongue.
It's a very long slip.
Oh, really, I love it. And I love Mexico. It has so much to offer for a backward country.
What am I saying?
I assure you, Mr. Tate, that at least we are not backward in the social graces.
I know. Let me apologize. Believe me, I admire the Mexican people. So strong, so artistic, so sleepy. I didn't mean it. I don't know why I'm saying these things.
Perhaps you are tired.
Yes, very tired.
I am impressed by your presentation, but I have made up my mind that I haven't made up my mind yet. I will look this over again. I don't understand why I am reconsidering it, but we shall meet again for lunch tomorrow. Now, if you will excuse me.
Yes, of course. I honestly don't know what happened to me.
As you Americanos might say, I'm afraid that you have walked the bases full. And it is time to bring in a relief pitcher. Perhaps someone more simpatico, as we say. Perhaps Senor Stevens.
Yes. Yes. I'll get him here immediately.
Does he speak Spanish?
Oh, fluently.
It would help a great deal if he could say a few words in Spanish to Senor Garcia's directors and associates.
Oh, he'll do it gladly. He's quite a linguist.
How's the Spanish coming?
This is Carl, so you want to speak Spanish fluently in 5 minutes. My fluency is hours overdue.
Well, maybe it'll come on strong in the stretch.
And where's your mother? She's late. Anything to make it inconvenient for me.
She'll be... My mother, the beach bunny.
Look what I won in the surfing competition. I'm a champion hot dogger.
That's fine, Mother, but they'd never seen anybody hang 21 before. 10 toes, 10 fingers, and my nose right over the front of the board.
Hello, my little darling.
Hello, Grandmama.
Enough of the pleasantries. Let's just say goodbye to the old lady of the sea.
Darren.
Yo espero que se diviertan.
What did she say?
She said she hopes we have a good time.
Oh. With her babysitting and my having to give a speech in Spanish, I'm beginning to doubt it.
Any trouble with Spanish? I'll give you a little zap.
No, zappy. I'll learn it my own way.
Oh, not that.
Mother. Well, goodbye again, sweetheart. Now, listen, you take good care of Grandmama, okay? And now I have something for Durwood. Higgledy-piggledy chestnut tree. No one now will ever see how embarrassed you will be. When you speak the fluent Spanish, all your fears will merely vanish.
Okay, now let's try this greeting. Close your eyes and repeat after me. Mucho gusto en conocerle, Señor Garcia.
Mucho gusto.
Oh, well, that was excellent.
Darren, don't look now. But if you do look, you won't be able to see yourself.
Where'd I go?
What happened? I'm back again.
Ruthie, is there a man in seat 8 talking to a cute blonde?
Yes.
Your Spanish was perfect, but when you spoke it, you disappeared.
This was one of your mother's delightful pranks.
Why? I think I picked up a virus or something.
Say something else in Spanish.
El gusto es mío.
Maybe I accidentally switched contact lenses with my roommate.
I've disappeared again.
Mother's up to something.
When is your mother going to butt out of our lives?
Well?
Never mind. I know. Never.
Don't worry. I'll go back and find out what's going on.
Oh, hello, darling. If you're popping in because you're so concerned about Tabitha, just relax. She's having a nap.
I am not concerned about Tabitha. I am concerned about Darren. Mother, what have you done to him?
I didn't do anything to him. Nature did it.
Every time he speaks a word of Spanish, he disappears.
Oh? Oh, how amusing.
Mother, it isn't funny. What have you done?
Well, the old lady of the sea just tried to help the poor frightened soul. I merely cast a spell to remove his fear when he spoke Spanish. Well, since it removed him, the poor boy must be all fear.
Oh, it's priceless.
Mother, you take off that spell.
Well, you tell Derwin, the old lady of the sea will take off the spell after he's learned his lesson.
And in the meantime?
In the meantime, I'd advise him not to speak any Spanish.
Mother, you make a mockery of the word mother.
It was Mother, all right.
It figures.
Ruthie, is that cute blonde still in her seat?
Yes, she's there.
Now, don't be upset, sweetheart. You don't have to speak Spanish. At least not for a while.
I thought so.
There's one very important word I've got to say. It's the name of the product. Bueno.
Oops.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now approaching Sexico Mitty.
Mucho gusto en conocerle, señor Garcia.
El gusto es mío, señora, a sus órdenes.
Now go ahead there and dazzle him with a little Espanol. Why do you think I brought you down here?
Probably because you blew the first meeting with him.
We'll have lunch at a charming outdoor restaurant that overlooks the lake at Chapultepec Park. It's one of my favorite places. I'm sure you like it, too.
Maybe we should stop at our hotel first, check in and so forth.
Well, I will see that your baggage gets to the hotel while you're at lunch.
My car is this way.
And I think properly handled, we could find a large market for your product in the state.
There is one thing that puzzles me, Mr. Stevens. You always call my wonderful drink the product, the drink, etc. You never say bueno. Say it for me.
For heaven's sakes, Darren.
Maybe I shouldn't tell you this, but he's kind of superstitious about saying the name of a product before he has the account.
Now, that is silly. Bueno simply means good. Say it for me, please.
Well, you see, I've been thinking. That word doesn't mean anything to most Americans. I think it should be renamed for the American market.
What? Oh, this altitude gets to you. Remember how it was with me?
What name did you have in mind?
Something with sparkle, lightness, gaiety.
That has zap.
That's exactly what I had in mind. zap, lively, bubbly. You could say, get some zap in your life. Now, what do you think about that?
Well, I think I ought to think it over. And now, let me show you one of the most beautiful cities in the world.
Well, that's very kind of you, but...
No, Senor Garcia, we'd be imposing. Besides, you'll need a little time by yourself to think about Zap.
You're right. I even have to think over why I said I'd think it over.
Well, while you're doing that, I'll escort Sam and Darren to their hotel. Arrivederci. Refused to speak Spanish, you made me look like a fool.
What's new about that? I told you I only had a little Spanish.
Don't cloud the issue with facts.
Come on, fellas.
Yes, and where did this idea for Zap come from,
Well, Larry, I hate to tell you this.
It was like a sneeze. She couldn't hold it back.
Well, okay, but you had better be good tonight.
Samantha, I'm getting desperate.
You relax, sweetheart. I'll pop home and see what I can do.
Pierre, I think we'll start with pâté de foie gras and truffe à la Monique.
Mother?
Yes?
What's going on here?
Oh, nothing. We're just having a little dinner.
A little dinner? With this diet, Tabitha will have the gout by the time she's five.
Samantha, this child is just skin and bones.
She is not. But you get rid of all this stuff.
Very well.
Thank you. And take the spell off Darren right now.
Oh, I'm sorry, darling. I forgot all about Durwood. I'll go to work and reverse the spell.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Sweetheart, Daddy and I'll be back on Tuesday, and I'm sure there'll be no reason for me to pop back before that.
No reason at all. All right, Tabitha. Tabitha, come on and eat your dinner. Dull as it is.
Sam, Larry, and Garcia will be here in a moment, and the spell is still on.
Honey, Mother promised she would get rid of it by using a reverse the spell.
Reverse the spell? This is ridiculous.
Try it again. Say something in Spanish.
Buenas noches, señoras y señores.
Hallelujah.
I'm saved.
Oh.
She reversed the spell, all right.
Now, sweetheart, try to look at the bright side. Well, I mean, you have to make your speech in Spanish anyway, so just don't speak any English and stick to Spanish.
Buenas noches, señoras.
I'm sure Mother meant well. Well, I'm sure that this time it was just an honest mistake. Well, sweetheart, I'll pop back home and see what... Oh, boy. Excuse me. I have to change.
Good evening, Sam. Darren?
Buenas noches. ¿Cómo le va?
Oh, fine, Mr. Stevens. You were quite right about changing the name to Zap. It was a brilliant and logical solution.
Favor que me hace.
How long would it take to work out a presentation on Zap?
Una semana, más o menos.
A week, more or less.
Isn't this a bit silly? My speaking English to you and you speaking Spanish to me?
You're embarrassing your host.
Oh, no. He just wants to be totally immersed in Spanish.
Sí.
Well, of course, but some friends of mine from the States who are interested in securing the North American franchises will be at the banquet. Although they understand Spanish. Still... Try to put in enough English so they won't feel left out. All right?
Well, won't that make it a little difficult for the Mexican group?
Oh, not at all. My associates are quite comfortable with your language.
Oh.
Sí.
Well, let us be on our way.
Senor.
Oh, boy.
Baron!
See?
You have nothing to worry about. Just give all your speech in Spanish and do exactly what I tell you. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Now, start the speech by addressing the Mexican group. Then when you turn to talk to the American group, I'll toss in a little translation spell. That way they'll hear you in English. Then when you turn back to the Mexican group, I'll zap them and they'll hear you in Spanish.
It'll never work.
See.
Just keep turning back and forth like a lighthouse.
El Señor Garcia?
Well, like everyone else, he'll hear part in English and part in Spanish.
¿Y mi compañero Larry?
Considering the way he's acted, he'll hear the whole thing in Spanish. Serve him right.
What's going on?
¿Quién sabe?
Do you know you're driving me right out of my skull?
See?
And now, my friends, my North American friends, and my fellow Mexican countrymen, Mr. Darren Stevens will now say a few brief words to us in Spanish and in English.
Buenas noches, señores y señores. I'm happy to be here with you, but please forgive la pobreza de mi español. I know you all have great respect for the name y el nombre de bueno en México. El señor García ha trabajado incansablemente to give it an enviable place in the hearts and the stomachs of his countrymen.
Please excuse Stevens. He's blown his mind.
I think the way he switches back and forth from English to Spanish is wonderful.
Pero nosotros pensamos que bueno tiene que ser introducida to the American market with an American name. Y en palabras, y en manera, con que ellos están acostumbrados y que les gusta. Les prometo que McMahon y Tate usarán los métodos más avanzados to assure you a great success. Un millón de gracias. He dicho.
Wonderful, remarkable.
I didn't hear any English at all.
That's because you did not pay attention. You must be very tired again.
I must be.
My friends, I think we can safely entrust our future in the hands of Mr. Stevens of McMahon and Tate. Do you agree?
Say something in English.
¿Crees que estoy loco?
No, I have a hunch. Say, I apologize.
I apologize.
Why didn't I think of that before?
What?
Well, that's all Mother wanted was an apology.
But why didn't she say so?
Well, you know Mother.
Yeah, I know your mother. She's every inch a mother-in-law.
Darren. you had me worried there for a while. I don't know. I guess I couldn't understand what was going on, but they seemed to like it.